is healing for today, and how do you obtain it if it is? What does the Bible say about it? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're talking today about obtaining your healing. It isn't God's will that you suffer from disease. The word salvation in the New Testament means being saved not only from sin, self, or circumstances. It also means healing, and it also means deliverance, getting free from evil spirits. The Bible also prescribes the manner in which we obtain that healing. You see, everything in the kingdom of God that you desire, you must take possession of by faith. And faith involves a faith confession, and we'll talk more about that momentarily. But yes, healing is for today. In the New Testament book of James, chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, we read, "Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him. Anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him." Notice in these verses, there are five steps describe for healing. It says, if any are sick among you, let him, 1, call for the elders of the church, and 2, let them pray over him, and 3, anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord, and 4, back the prayer with faith. In verse 15, it says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. That means they must back their prayer with faith on Christ. And 5th, the Lord shall raise him up. And then it concludes, and if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Is it God's will to heal even today, as Christ did nearly 2,000 years ago? Well, the Bible is for all people in all ages. And in the 3rd epistle of John, chapter 2, we read, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Why is that it can happen today? Well, the answer is very simple. It's in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Do you know what that means? That means, therefore, that healing is for today. You see, Christ paid the price for all sin. He paid the price for our healings. He paid the price for our deliverances. It is God's will to heal you. Christ obtained your healings for you at the cross by his sacrifice on your behalf and my behalf. Listen to what it says in Isaiah 53, verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. In Mark 16, verses 17 and 18, Jesus said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak in new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Here, Jesus is saying, this is what believers do. They cast out demons and lay hands on the sick for their recovery, that is, their healing. Since I have personally done both and witnessed the fruit of the Holy Spirit's ministry through me and others, the timeless scripture tells us that these things are for today. But I perceive in the Spirit that what is done in faith must be received in faith. Those who do get the healing or deliverance. It is difficult for many to have faith when we live in a post-Christian era, where it is no longer fashionable for most to be a Christian anymore. Perhaps that too is why our hospitals are not empty and believers do not want to step out in faith and go in to them to do the job. In those instances where I have gone to the sick in hospitals, I have seen healings many times over 30 years. But I never did a one of them. The Holy Spirit on me and in me and through me did every one of them. Why then should we not see healings when Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever? So, what is required most of all to take possession of healing? The answer to that is Abrahamic faith, the faith that Abraham had. Abraham was very, very old when God came to him and said, follow me, I'm going to make you a leader of a great nation, and you will bless many nations, and your offspring, and I'm paraphrasing, shall be as the sands of the sea and the stars of the heavens. Can you imagine? He was nearly 100 years old. But Abraham had faith in God's words. Today, we must have faith in God's word. And it says in Romans 4:17, as it is written, God said, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead, that means made the dead come to life, and called those things which be not as though they were. There is the definition of Abrahamic faith. Abrahamic faith, the faith that Abraham had, was calling those things that were not as if they already were. He wasn't confessing that they were. He was saying that he believed God and was confessing them as though they were. Well, let me give you a little bit of an illustration, because that may be a little confusing to you. Imagine in your mind, here is Abraham in his village, and when God first came to him, he was 60 miles south of Babylon, and he was grazing his sheep, and God came to him and said, "Abraham, follow me, I'll make you a leader of many nations." Now, it says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited unto him as righteousness. He trusted God. Faith is trust, and that trust is on a person, the Lord Christ Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. Behold, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. So it hadn't happened yet. Can you just imagine Abraham walking around his village and confessing with his mouth, "I am the father of many nations. I believe I am the father of many nations." See, it hasn't happened yet, but he's confessing it as if it is. "I call myself by faith the father of many nations. I call myself by faith the father of many nations." And when we adopt the Abrahamic type of faith confession, that moves the hand of God, because we are performing his word, we are complying with his word, and God performs the word as we confess it. And so it says, Abraham called those things which be not as though they were. "I call myself the father of many nations." Now, how about if Abraham had some sort of a disease? He would have faith confessed, "I call myself healed of such and such disease by faith in Christ Jesus' name." He isn't saying he was healed. He said he was calling himself healed, as if he was healed. "I call myself healed by faith on Christ Jesus' name." That's Abrahamic faith. It calls the things that are not as if it were. Now, that's not the same thing as Christian Science. If a Christian Scientist has a cold, that's a denomination, it's actually a cult. And if they have a cold, they confess, "I have no cold. I have no cold. I have no cold." Well, if you have a cold, and you are saying you have no cold, then what you are doing is confessing a lie. That's mind over matter. That is not Abrahamic faith confession. However, if you're a Christian and you faith confess, "I call myself healed of this cold by faith in Christ Jesus' name. I call myself healed of this cold by faith in Christ Jesus' name." Now you are talking Abrahamic faith, the faith that brings healing. So in 1 Peter 2:24, we read, "Who in his own self," speaking of Jesus, "bare our sins in his own body on the tree," that means the cross, "that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed." You see, the last words that came out of Jesus' mouth on the cross was, "It is finished. The work of salvation is finished. At the cross, you were healed." What does that mean? The only thing left to do is to take possession of it. Everything that you need in the kingdom, you must take possession of by a faith confession. Faith-filled words that come out of your mouth, you must take it to yourself. When you got saved and you received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, what did you do? You heard the gospel, how Jesus saves, and you said in your thoughts, "I want that." And so you confessed by faith Jesus as your Lord and Savior. By doing that, you took possession. Everything in the kingdom operates that way. So you must take possession. But notice 1 Peter 2:24 says, "At the cross you were healed." It's already taken place. There's nothing left but to take possession. So we do it with faith-filled words. In Mark 11:23 and 24, we read, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, 'Be you removed and be cast into the sea,' and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. You see, Christ took all of our infirmities and sicknesses on himself at the cross, not just our sins. In Matthew 8:17, it says, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself, speaking of Jesus, took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. We have to use the power that Christ delegated to us. In Luke 10:19, Jesus said, I give you power to trample over serpents and scorpions and authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm you. Notice he delegates his power to you to trample over serpents and scorpions, all the works of the devil and the demons and the fallen angels, and what else have you. And he says we can take authority over illness. We can bind it, loose ourselves from it, and declare it cast out in Jesus' name. That's Matthew 18:18-20. Listen to what it says. Truly I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say to you, that if two or three shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. That's called the prayer of agreement. If two spirit-filled Christians get together and agree for something, Christ says, he is present and will grant what they ask. If you bind Satan or the disease or whatever, whatsoever you bind, it says in Matthew 18:18, and whatsoever you loose yourself or your loved one, a person, a place, or a thing, and Christ performs it. It is done for you. But we must confess these things aloud. So in Psalm 118:17, we read, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. It isn't God's will that you die of disease. Jesus paid the price for all sin, all disease. But you have to faith confess those things over yourself. And in Psalm 118:17, it says, I shall not die but live to declare the works of the Lord. So if a doctor or someone else has given you a bad news, a bad prognosis about some condition that you have, you just tell him you want to get a second opinion from Dr. Jesus. Now let me ask you a question. Do you know Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior? Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father but by me. He says, I stand at the door and knock. That's the door of the heart. He who hears my voice, that's the tug on the heart, and invites me in, I will come into him and fellowship with him and he with me. Are you ready? Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you? Being willing to turn from your sin, the Lord Christ Jesus will do all the rest. And just say these words.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing,
talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.